It's on the priesthood thing. Priesthood. I don't look too long because it's there. However, listen to this. Since Christ came into the world, all the religions, now, somehow trace their origin to Christianity, are only as Catholic as they have a priesthood. And Judaism is no longer a religion. Did you know that, sisters? There is no longer a Jewish religion. There is a Jewish culture, but no longer a Jewish religion. We know what happened in the year 70 when Jerusalem was destroyed. What was destroyed with Jerusalem? The temple. And you think by now, the Jewish people, the wealthiest people as a people in the world, it would rebuild the temple. There's an Israel by name, but no temple. Without a temple, there's no Judaism. What we call Judaism is really Pharisaism. This is from the Council of Trent. I won't read too much. In conformity with God's decree, sacrifice and priesthood are so related that both exist in every law. Therefore, in the New Testament, since the Catholic Church has received the holy and visible sacrifice of the Eucharist according to the institution of the Lord, it is likewise necessary to acknowledge there is in the Church a new, visible, and external priesthood into which the old priesthood was changed. And then, and this is, I won't read it all. Some of these, maybe, Frank, we might be able to Xerox at least some of them. Well, sisters, pray for priests. Pray for us. Almighty, eternal God, look upon the face of your Christ, and for love of him who is the eternal high priest, have pity on your priests. Remember, most compassionate God, that they are but weak and frail human beings. Stir up in them the grace of their vocation, which is in them by the imposition of the bishop's hands. Keep them close to you, lest the enemy prevail against them, so they may never do anything in the slightest degree unworthy of their sublime vocation. Jesus, I pray to you for your faithful and fervent priests, for the unfaithful and tepid, for those laboring at home or abroad in distant mission fields, for tempted priests, for the lonely and desolate, for young priests, for the aged, the sick and dying, for the souls of your priests in purgatory. But above all, I commend to you the priest dearest to me, the priest who baptized me, those who absolved me from my sins, at whose masses I assisted, and who gave me your body and blood in Holy Communion, who taught and instructed me, or helped me and encouraged me, all the priests to whom I am indebted in any other way, particularly, and you name one priest, Jesus, keep them all close to your heart and bless them abundantly in time and eternity. Amen. Sisters, pray for us. The devil is very, very active and very successful. So now, since the coming of Christ, there are three major religions that have no priesthood. They are Judaism, Islam, and Protestantism. And, depending on the time, we may get to talk about those three religions. And what is a priesthood? The priesthood is that office in which a person representing for us, representing Christ, offers the sacrifice of the name, the sacrifice of the Mass, in Christ's name and by Christ's power. And by now, we have repeated so often, what is a sacrifice? What are the four parts of a sacrifice? Voluntary surrender of something precious to God. As a priest in any religion, as we've said, the official corporate, as sacrifice. Sacrifice in any religion is the official corporate surrender through priests appointed or ordained by God. And religions, the non-Christian religions that go back to before Christ, to the Buddhists have sacrifice. Hinduism. Now it depends on how deeply these non-Christian religions hear it. Depending on how deeply these non-Christian religions and my favorite, I've got about 10 definitions of Protestantism. Protestantism is priestless Christianity. Amen. Now in Catholic Christianity, as we've said, Christ began, and the verb is began, his sacrifice on Holy Thursday night, the longest Mass he ever offered, and closed mid-afternoon of Good Friday.